Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Joy, peace, hope. Paul writes in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." You know, there are three things that we really need in the life in which we live. And it is a choice we make. We do not live because of circumstances. We live because of Jesus giving us the power to live through the circumstances of our life. We go through times of testing in order that we might show forth the joy that comes from within, actually comes from above, filling us from within. There is a peace that follows that we can rest knowing that we have salvation. What wonderful, wonderful assurance we have knowing that our names are written down in glory. God wants us to live in victory, but He wants us to live as His servants, to do the work so that people can see Jesus in us. That is our hope. And it's not the hope, I hope, I hope, I hope. It's the confident assurance that what God says will take place. He gives us that hope, which lifts our head when we are weighed down. It's that hope that Stephen had when he was being stoned to death and gave him the view of heaven that he was about to enter. You know, each and every one of us will be facing a time when we will come to the end of this life, but this is nothing compared to the life that we already have in Christ. The moment that we confess our sin, the moment that we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and Lord, we have entered into eternity. That one thief on the cross who saw his sin and knew that there was an answer being crucified next to him, Jesus, and when he asked to be remembered, Jesus gave him the assurance that when he died later that afternoon, he would be with Jesus in paradise. We have paradise waiting for us. We have that joy of salvation. We have that peace of assurance. We have that confident hope that we are waiting for us, the wonderful, wonderful peace that passes all understanding, that hope of eternal service for the Lord. Listen, the saddest thing is the idea that we are going to be sitting on a cloud somewhere with a harp, plucking away at some tune. That's not what heaven is all about. Heaven is going to be filled with confident, meaningful purpose, doing work for the Lord, doing service for the Lord, having complete assurance that we can do whatever needs to be done, go wherever we are sent, having a sense of accomplishment that is above anything this world can even know. Listen, our day of service is only beginning when we end our life here. We will be doing work that is so satisfying, so enjoyable, that we will be looking forward moment by moment to do the work that God has given us to do. Work while there is time here on earth, because when we work for Him there, we will never know fatigue. We will never know exhaustion. We will have that wonderful freedom of movement to accomplish whatever the Lord sends us to accomplish. We have to look forward to. What joy is ours in the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have been given that confident assurance that there is waiting for us a chance to serve with joy, with peace, with hope that is eternal, everlasting, and will never end. Guide us and direct us that we might enter into that opportunity to serve you right now. It begins now and will end throughout all eternity, and will never actually end. It will continue into eternity and beyond. Let us serve you with purpose as we've never served you before. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.